The Best New International Artist Award goes to Kathy Dennis. Where is she? Kathy Dennis. And here is Kathy Dennis to sing Touch Me.
Welcome to the Spooky Electric Podcast by me, Trent Venegas. You need another podcast, like you need another hole in your head. So here we go. It is time for another episode of Spooky Electric, and I'm very excited about this week's episode. I have mentioned this before. I have a long list of ideas and episode themes that I work from when I record my episodes each week. And I have quite a few of the forthcoming week's episodes already planned out. Playlists are made and I'm listening to them and thinking about them. But the topic for this week's episode came to me just a couple days ago. It wasn't something I was planning, but a very special anniversary came around that I was not aware of at the time. And then when I realized, oh wow, like this was a very special music anniversary for me, I decided, yes, this is definitely a topic that I want to talk about. I thought about, you know, doing this episode in a few weeks, but because the anniversary just happened and because I got so excited doing the research for this week's artist, putting together the playlist, listening to it on repeat, just loving everything about it, I knew that I couldn't wait to record this episode. So for this week's episode of Spooky Electric, I am going to talk all about the truly unsung, underappreciated female pop star, singer-songwriter, Kathy Dennis. Now, I'm fairly certain that a lot of you younger listeners may have small to no knowledge of Kathy Dennis and her work. And that's why I'm really excited to talk about her this week to try and do a little bit of, educating and sharing that information. And I hope that there are other listeners out there who are Gen X of my, you know, age group who remember Kathy Dennis from back in the day. And even those people might not know what she's been up to this year. So there's a lot of information and I have a few clips and some great stories about her career from the late 80s, from 1989 up until last year, 2020. So Kathy Dennis, let's talk about her. January 14th, 1991 was the day that Kathy Dennis released her single Touch Me All Night Long, which was a seminal moment in my music loving life. And hopefully it's memorable to those of you who were around back in the day. When I saw on, I believe it was either Instagram or Twitter, that the anniversary of the release of Touch Me All Night Long was 30 years ago this week, on January 14th, everything that I love about Kathy Dennis just came flooding back, smacked me straight in the face, and was like, oh my God, you have to talk about Kathy Dennis. So I started doing my research, put together the playlist, and even I learned some information about what she has been up to in recent years. I was aware of her career up until the 2000s, but even the last 10 years, I want to say, I was not aware of what she was doing. And yes, it was very exciting to learn that myself, and I'm very excited to talk about it today. Kathy Dennis was a pop star in the, I want to say early 90s. I mean, she came onto the scene in 89, but it really was 90, 91, 92, 93, 94 that her time as a pop star was really at its zenith. The first two songs that she put out or that she's featured on were a collaboration with an artist called D-Mob. To be honest, back in the day when I knew of D-Mob, I assumed they were a group. Turns out it was just one guy. I was aware of Kathy's work with D-Mob, but they were just songs that I heard on the radio. So it wasn't like I immediately was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with Kathy Dennis. I was obsessed with the songs that I heard on the radio and made a mental note of, who is this woman? And then as she got more popular and released more stuff, then I became more of a fan. This was back when I was super, super, super obsessed with Paula Abdul. So, Janet Jackson didn't impress me as much, neither did Madonna around the time that I was super obsessed with Paula Abdul. So it says a lot that someone brand new, like Kathy Dennis, she's British, coming onto the scene and grabbing my attention, and not just grabbing my attention, but making me a fan. So that says a lot about how really fantastic she was back at that time. Her full name is Catherine Roseanne Dennis, which I think is a great name. And her work with D-Mob was the stage name of a British house producer, Dancin' Danny D, whose real name was Daniel Kojo Poku. So D-Mob was one guy, and D-Mob put out a record, and two of the songs on that record featured Kathy Dennis as the vocalist. So it's easy to at the time hear, D-Mob featuring Kathy Dennis. All you heard was Kathy Dennis's vocals. So it really was like her, even though it was like a D-Mob project. Her debut album, Move to This, was released in June of 1990, and that album made a really, really big impact on me. As I mentioned, I was really deep into Paula Abdul and Paula Abdul-esque music. So like the Janet Jacksons and the Madonnas of that time, that kind of music was really, really what I was into. And here comes British Kathy with her hypercolor 60s mod skin tight bodysuits, her flaming red bob haircut. I was like, who is this woman? Like, she was just so cool. Her songs were great. She looked great. Her style was really cool. Her style was so cool that Paula Abdul would even adopt the bodysuit 60s look, as would Lady Miss Keir from Delight, the group Delight, who was also out around that time. So there was kind of like this 60s mod comeback moment that was happening. And when I think about that look, I think about Delight, so Lady Miss Keir from Delight, and I really think about Kathy Dennis because, like, exclusively what her outfits were very much that 60s mod look. And she, like, just would, like, paint those bodysuits onto her body and she would just look fantastic. Going back a little before Kathy released any music at all, in 1986, Simon Fuller, the Spice Girls Svengali, Simon Fuller, signed Kathy when she was only 17 years old to his 19 management company and to label Polydor. And this began a career-long association with Simon Fuller that has seen Dennis provide songs for many Fuller-related artists and projects in the following years, including the Spice Girls. So there's a Kathy Dennis Spice Girls connection that we'll talk to when we get to that point in her career. So that's a little bit of an intro about the fabulous Kathy Dennis, who I'm just itching to talk about her songs. So let's go ahead and let's talk about the songs that I have selected for this playlist. This playlist is very long, and I really thought about cutting it down and keeping it to, around 20, which is like the sweet spot. I really like a sweet spot of 20 tracks on a playlist, except when it's absolutely necessary. And, it's understandable for someone who doesn't know who Kathy Dennis is to think, why are there 30 plus songs? There's 35 songs on this playlist about someone who I'm just now learning about. But that's part of why I think it's important to have all of this music in her playlist, because the playlist is made up of songs that are hers, songs that she's performed on for others, songs that she's written for really big pop stars who you might be surprised who songs she wrote for and what songs you already know of Kathy Dennis that she wrote, and the music that she's been doing in recent years. So let's get to this very long, very freaking good playlist of songs. So track one is Come On and Get My Love with D-Mob. So Kathy Dennis achieved her first success as a vocalist with D-Mob when their single Come On and Get My Love, which was credited as D-Mob introducing Kathy Dennis, reached number 15 on the UK singles chart and number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1989. The song was first released on the D-Mob album A Little Bit of This, A Little Bit of That, which was also released in 1989. This song was re-released as the first single from her debut album, Move to This, which would be released the following year in August 1990. So, Come On and Get My Love was the first Kathy Dennis song that was ever out. And it's a really, really great song. It's the song that I think, outside of Touch Me All Night Long, which is her biggest, in my opinion, her biggest, most successful hit, which is celebrating 30 years this week. Come On and Get My Love is just as good or just as known as Touch Me All Night Long. So for sure, track one, her first song ever out, and one of her greatest. Track two is That's the Way of the World, another song that she did with D-Mob. So this was a second collaboration that Kathy Dennis did with D-Mob, also on that record, A Little Bit of This, A Little Bit of That, which is a D-Mob record. And That's the Way of the World was a hit. This song I don't know as well as I know as I knew Come On and Get My Love, and as I know her other songs. I do remember hearing this song, whether hearing it on the radio or seeing it on MTV or something. Like, I do remember this song, but it did not make as much of an impact on me. And to be honest, Come On and Get My Love and then That's the Way of the World, if those were her only two songs, she might have been a one-hit wonder, or she might have been an artist that I was into, that I liked at the time, but would not be talking about 30 years later. But again, her songs with D-Mob, very, very important, integral to her story, and definitely need to be the first two songs on this playlist so you get an understanding of how she started in the pop world. Track three is Just Another Dream from her debut album, Move to This, which I mentioned was released in 1990. This was the second single release from Move to This because, as I mentioned, Come On and Get My Love was released as the first single from her debut album. So even though it was released in 89 as a D-Mob track on a D-Mob record, it was re-released as the first single from her solo album. And then Just Another Dream was released as the second single from Move to This. This song I loved. This song I definitely remember from the radio. I bought her CD. So, this was back when you buy a CD, you just listen to the CD over and over and over again, and you learn all the lyrics and you read all the liner notes. So I was obsessed with this album. So I knew all the tracks on Move to This. There's a line where the backup is Just Another Dream that's sung by a male vocal, and it sounds so much like Rick Astley. Never Gonna Give You Up, Rick Roll, Rick Astley, who I mentioned when I talked about my Stock Aitken Waterman podcast episode many weeks ago. For the longest time, I thought that that was Rick Astley doing the backup vocal for her. And I think that's another piece of why I loved Kathy Dennis, because again, I was into Rick Astley and Kylie Minogue and that Stock Aitken Waterman sound from the late 80s. And then here we are in the early 90s, and there's this new pop star, and the music doesn't sound like a Stock Aitken Waterman song, but that background vocal from that guy who sounds like Rick Astley made me make the connection, and just another little piece of why I loved her music at the time. Track four is Touch Me All Night Long from Move to This. And this is, in my opinion, her biggest hit and her most well-known song. It is just perfection. And since we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of its single release this week, that's really listening to that song over and over and over again. And I was like, oh my God, Kathy Dennis, like I have to talk about her. So this song was really the seed that really made me have to talk about her this week. And it's, you know, 30 years old, which is crazy. Ugh, I even hate talking about how long it's been. Touch Me All Night Long was originally titled All Night Long Touch Me, and was a lyrical reworking of a 1984 track by Wish featuring Fonda Rae. So this song was originally released in 1984, and it was, you know, reworked, and the lyrics were changed for Kathy for this album. Touch Me is Kathy's highest charting single, peaking at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was kept out of the number 1 spot by High Five's I Like the Way, The Kissing Game, remember that song, in its first week, and then Mariah Carey's I Don't Want to Cry kept it out of the top spot in its second week. So High Five and Mariah Carey were the number 1 songs to that, you know, 1 week, and then the next week, and poor Kathy Dennis's Touch Me was stuck at number 2 behind those songs for 2 weeks in a row, and then it started falling off, retreating on the chart, and then so it peaked at number 2. And as I mentioned, it was released as a single on January 4th, 1991. Track 5 is Too Many Walls, also from Move to This. This was the follow-up to the single Touch Me, and it peaked at number 1 on the U.S. Hot Adult Contemporary Tracks chart, where it also managed to hit number 8 on the Hot 100. So this was another hit for her. It's kind of like a ballad. It's like Kathy Dennis's ballad. And you know how I feel about ballads, but because of the electronicness of the sound and the synthesized keyboard, you know, that's used as the piano track for the song, I loved it. Like, this is also one of my favorite Kathy Dennis songs. This was Kathy's first ballad. The simple keyboard usage inspired me to get my parents to buy me a Casio keyboard so I could learn the piano, which is so funny. Around this time, and even a little bit before 1990, yeah, 1991, 90, around that time, I was really, really interested in learning music. I had tried Little League and soccer and Boy Scouts and none of that shit. I hated it all, but I tried it because I thought maybe I want to do that. I really only wanted to be a Boy Scout because I knew that Boy Scouts could carry like little pocket knives. And that's why I became a Boy Scout, which is a whole other story. But in junior high, I had an interest in learning how to learn music. I wanted to play the drums, and there was a need for not drummers because everybody wanted to be a drummer. So they had enough drummers. And I thought, well, what's the best instrument that is offered in band that was kind of cool? So I chose the saxophone because in the 80s and into the 90s, and now they're making a comeback, saxophone is featured in a lot of really great pop songs, rock songs. Like, saxophone is the coolest band instrument that there is, period. So that's why I took up the saxophone. But I did have a small period where I was like, I'll learn piano because, you know, like if you know piano, you can play any song or you could write songs. And that's kind of what I had in mind. And hearing the keyboard, the Casio keyboard sound from Too Many Walls, I was like, I need a keyboard. So I made my parents buy me a keyboard, a little one, not a big one, but like a little one with like all of those beats and stuff, which I just fucked around with. And I never really seriously learned piano, but I do remember that it was Kathy Dennis's Too Many Walls that made me think, I want to learn piano. And my parents bought me a keyboard so that I could try to learn, which is hilarious. So for sure, Too Many Walls is not only one of my favorite Kathy Dennis songs, but it's probably my second favorite song, closely behind Touch Me All Night Long. Track six is Everybody Move, from her album Move to This. Everybody Move was the final single for Move to This, which was released in 1991. It hit number 25 on the UK singles chart and number 41 on the US dance chart. It barely sneaked on to the US Hot 100 at number 90. Now, this song, I don't recall hearing this song on the radio or seeing it on MTV, even though it was released as a single. But I do remember hearing it on the album, and it was a song I just liked as I liked the rest of the album tracks on the album. So this wasn't really made a big impact on me as a single, but as a part of the collective music on her debut album, Move to This, it was one of, the songs that I loved. So those songs are the songs on this playlist that are from her time working with D-Mob and from her debut album, Move to This. Now, before I talk about the next songs on this playlist, I have to talk about a song called Find the Key to Life, which is featured on the soundtrack to the 1991 film Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2: Secret of the Ooze. The soundtrack featured 10 tracks from the film and music from artists such as Ya Kid K, Kathy Dennis, and David Morales, Tribal House, and Dan Hartman. And the most famous song featured on the soundtrack was Ninja Rap, performed by rapper Vanilla Ice, who was really, really big at the time. Not going to get into this whole thing about Vanilla Ice, but I think he had like the first number one rap album or the first number one rap single or something. Like, he was just really, really big at the time. And he wrote, performed, and features in the film a song called Ninja Rap, Ninja Rap, which is ridiculous. But if you're a kid, you love that shit, especially if you like love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Kathy Dennis had a song on this soundtrack, and the song is called Find the Key to Life, and it is not available on streaming, but I do want to play a little bit of it for you now. So here is a clip of Find the Key to Life by Kathy Dennis from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 2 Secret of the Ooze soundtrack. This record, this CD, and honestly, this Kathy Dennis song isn't super memorable, but like I said, because the Vanilla Ice Ninja Rap song was so big that kind of like sucked all the air out of the room. So it's easy to understand why it might have flown under the radar, at least for me. But it's one of the first signs that Kathy was getting really popular in the US that she was featured on a soundtrack for such a big, an arguably big kids movie. So I felt it was important. So I just wanted to clip it out and play it for you here in the episode. But let's move on to the next few tracks on the playlist. Track 7 is You Lied to Me from Kathy's second album, her sophomore album, Into the Skyline. This was the first single from her album, which was released in September of 1992, and it was produced by the fabulous Shep Pettibone, who you may know worked with Madonna on some of her biggest hits. So Shep Pettibone was a big producer at the time, really in demand, and he was so impressed with Kathy Dennis that he wanted to work with her on some music. So yeah, her first single from her sophomore album, You Lied to Me, track 7 on this playlist. Track 8 is Irresistible, also from Into the Skyline. This was released as the second single. And, you know, again, another great Kathy Dennis song, but these songs were not as big as the songs from her first album. So I loved them. I loved this album. But they're, you know, in the scope of Kathy Dennis songs that fans would know at the time, they were not as big as the songs from her debut album. Track 9, Moments of Love from Into the Skyline, was the third single. Would become a fairly successful song for one big reason. Kathy performed this song and another song, which I will get to, on an episode of one of the most popular shows of the time, Beverly Hills 90210. So in this episode, I believe it's season 2. I think it's season 2. Please forgive me. I am not well versed with, like, you know, episode numbers of Beverly Hills 90210, even though I love the series. But it's the episode where Donna gets drunk at this school dance. And because she gets drunk and she gets caught, she almost doesn't get to graduate. So this episode was seminal in that, you know, Donna gets drunk at the dance and she gets caught. And the whole next episode is about them saying she can't graduate because she like broke this big bad rule. And the whole entire school goes on strike and everybody marches on City Hall. Donna Martin graduates. Donna Martin graduates. One of the most important and memorable episodes from Beverly Hills 90210. Like when you talk about that show, whether you loved it or not, if you remember anything, one of the things you will remember is the Donna Martin graduates episode. And this Kathy Dennis song was featured in the episode before that, which led to that very important episode. So yeah, it was a really, really big song. Then this song, Moments of Love, was revived recently in the wake of Luke Perry's passing away. So when he passed away, people remembered. You know, they were going back to 90210 and remembering all of those episodes and their favorites. And his character Dylan and Shannen Doherty's character Brenda danced at this dance to this Kathy Dennis song, Moments of Love. So this song kind of got revived a little bit on social media when he passed away. Like the clip of them dancing to this song was used in tribute to him after he passed away. So, big, big thing for Kathy Dennis at the time, but there's even a bigger 90210 connection, which I'll get to in just a minute. So, the next track, track 10, Falling from her album Into the Skyline, was the next single release after Moments of Love. The single version of Falling was remixed by a group called PM Dawn, who were also big around the time. And this collaboration with PM Dawn would lead to her singing background vocals on one of their songs, which I will get to again in a minute. So Falling, the single version was remixed by PM Dawn, and this is the first time that Kathy collaborated with PM Dawn, which would become important in a little bit, which I'll get to in a little bit. Track 11 is the song Why. This is another song that Kathy Dennis performed and was featured heavily on that episode of Beverly Hills 90210. This is probably the most well-known single from the album because it got so much attention and it was so heavily featured in this episode of Beverly Hills 90210, which was like one of the most, if not the most popular show at the time. The song is credited as Kathy Dennis, and she did it with D-Mob on her record, but D-Mob did not appear in this episode of Beverly Hills 90210. But Kathy does perform it on the show, and she intros it with like the worst line ever. I mean, I loved seeing Kathy Dennis on Beverly Hills 90210, but like the way that she introduces the song, it's so cheesy. So I clipped it out. So here is the clip of Kathy Dennis introducing and performing a little bit of Why on an episode of Beverly Hills 90210. Have a listen.
Let's get this thing going. I'm Kathy Dennis, and I have just one question for the West Beverly class of 93. Why?
Spend all night watching us too?
No.
Good. But you deserve a good time too, you know. I'm gonna do my damnedest to show you one, but you can at least help me out here a little.
Thanks, Tony.
Forget those two. Come on, you wanna get your picture taken?
Sure.
And there you have it, Kathy Dennis making her U.S. television debut on an episode of Beverly Hills 90210, delivering the cheesiest line about, I have one question for the West Beverly class of 93. Why? Like, it's so cheesy. It's so cheesy. That's why I had to clip it out and play it for you. And then also in that clip, you hear Shannon Doherty's character, Brenda, complaining about being at that dance with some meathead named Tony, when she really wanted to be there with Dylan. But Dylan, Luke Perry's character, was there with Kelly, and all of that drama, which is why Beverly Hills 90210 was such a popular show at the time, because of all the teen drama. So, yeah. So, those are the songs from the part of Kathy Dennis's career where she released her second album, and she released songs that were used in other media, like in film and on Beverly Hills 90210. So now we're moving into Kathy Dennis's third album and some other information about what was going on with her at this time. So after Into the Skyline and after 90210, Kathy began to record a third album, which was reportedly supposed to be called Inspiration. The title track was recorded with Todd Terry, along with another song, Is There Life After You, and a third song, but only one song from the recording sessions was ever released. The song was titled SOS, which can be found on the Beverly Hills 90210, The College Years soundtrack. So Kathy's third album was supposed to be called Inspiration, and she recorded all these songs, but only one of them was ever released. The song's called SOS. It was released on... So Beverly Hills 90210 was so popular that they released a soundtrack for the, you know, for the show, which featured Kathy Dennis. Paula Abdul had a brand new song on that soundtrack as well, and I remember that being a very exciting thing for me because it was like a new Paula song. Like, it wasn't a B-side, it was like totally brand new. And Jeremy Jordan, other artists of that time were on that soundtrack. And then they released another soundtrack for Beverly Hills 90210 when the characters went to college. And this song, SOS by Kathy Dennis, is also featured on that album. And it's the only place you can get it. The song is not available on streaming, but I clipped it out for you to get a little taste of it. So here's a clip of Kathy Dennis's SOS, which was intended for her third album, but was instead released on the Beverly Hills 90210, the College Years soundtrack. Have a listen. So as you can hear, SOS is a little bit hip-hoppy, and to me now, it reminds me of the song Soda Pop by Britney Spears from her debut album. I always thought that Soda Pop sounded kind of off on that record because the whole record is very pop, and then Soda Pop is kind of like this hip-hoppy vibe. That's what this song, SOS, reminds me of. I do not remember this song. I did watch 90210 when they were in their college years, but I don't remember buying this album. So this isn't a song that I remember, but because it's not available on streaming and because of the 90210 connection, which I think is very important, especially for the American audience getting to know who Kathy Dennis was at the time, I think it's important, and that's why I wanted to clip it out for you. So it was also around this time that Kathy wrote her first song for another artist that was released. So she wrote a song for Dannii Minogue, who is Kylie Minogue's little sister. The song is called Love's on Every Corner. That also, unfortunately, is not on streaming, but it's not featured on the playlist. I'm not clipping it out. I'm just mentioning it. But it's very important because this is the first time that Kathy Dennis wrote a song for another artist. And that would become a very big part of the next phase of her career. But we're not quite there yet. So, in 1996, Kathy Dennis changed her musical style. She moved away from the dance pop sound of her previous releases and decided to do a more traditional singer-songwriter approach, playing guitar. The songs were very much more singer-songwriter. The resulting album, Am I the Kind of Girl?, had three singles released, West End Pad, which was number 25 on the UK charts, Waterloo Sunset, which was a UK number 11 hit, and her last solo single, When Your Dreams Turn to Dust, which was a UK number 43 hit. So her third album ended up being released, Am I the Kind of Girl is its title. And it was not released here in the US that I'm aware of. I think it was only released in the US and Australia and like maybe Europe. So these songs I knew about. And I do remember listening to the album. I don't know if I bought the CD, but by 1996, my music taste had changed drastically. I was deep into Nine Inch Nails, really into harder industrial rock, alternative, gothy music. So unfortunately, at this point, Kathy Dennis had fallen off of my radar, but so had Paula Abdul and Janet Jackson, Madonna, and all that. So like that part of my music taste changed, which is why I wasn't even paying attention to Kathy Dennis when she released her third album, which wasn't even released in the US. So there you have it. So track 12, on the playlist is West End Pad from Am I the Kind of Girl? It was the first single from that album, which was released in August of 1996 in Australia and March 1997 in the UK. The album was not released in the US at all. Track 13 is Waterloo Sunset, the second single from Am I the Kind of Girl? And it is a cover of the Kinks song. So it's a Kinks song that she covered. Track 14 is When Dreams Turn to Dust, the third single from Am I the Kind of Girl? And also her last solo single as Kathy Dennis to date. So that was the last single she ever released as Kathy Dennis. And I added as track 15 on the playlist, Am I the Kind of Girl, which is the title track from the album, because I just like the song. Like, again, I don't remember like being into the album when it came out, but in, you know, years went on and I was like, oh, Kathy Dennis and da-da-da-da, her third album, this song, really, really great. It's notable to me because of the unconventional lyrics, like, am I the kind of girl who could be your boyfriend? Am I the kind of woman that could be your man? Let's twist it up. Let's send it all up. Like, those lyrics are very interesting to me, and it's a really, really great track. And it says a lot that this is the song that she chose as the title track from her third album. There's also a part in the song where she sings like a la 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 part, which might have been an early seed for the inspiration of the song that she would write for Kylie Minogue that would become one of the biggest hits in the world. Can't Get You Out of My Head. Kathy Dennis wrote one of, not only one of Kylie Minogue's biggest hits, but one of the biggest pop hits in the whole entire world. So now we're at a very important part of Kathy Dennis's career. This is the part where she no longer released music as a solo artist, and she started writing songs for other artists, and these songs would become huge hits for a lot of very different artists and songs that 100% I know that you know. So let's talk about the songs that Kathy Dennis wrote for other artists, except for track 16 is Looking Through Patient Eyes by PM Dawn. This is a fairly successful PM Dawn single that Kathy sang backup vocals on. So she didn't write this song, but she sings backup vocals. One of my favorite PM Dawn songs. Like, I liked PM Dawn a lot. You know, I wasn't a huge fan, but I was a fan enough where I liked their singles. Pretty much everything that they released as a single, I loved and either had a cassette single of or whatever. And this song, Kathy Dennis sings backup on. And it's my understanding because PM Dawn remixed that one song from her second album, that's where their working relationship came into play. And then they asked her to sing backup on this single. So, and this is new information for me. I knew the song when it was released, but I didn't know that Kathy's vocals are on it. So she's the female vocal backup on this track. The next track, track 17, Bumper to Bumper by the Spice Girls, which was released in 1996. This is the B-side to Wannabe, the debut single by the Spice Girls. Their biggest hit featured Wannabe when I talked about the girl groups in that episode a few weeks ago. One of the biggest pop songs of all time. The Spice Girls' signature song, their biggest hit, their most successful single. The B-side, Bumper to Bumper, was written by Kathy Dennis. And it's very likely that she was able to submit a song for consideration for the Spice Girls to record because Simon Fuller was their manager, or he like created them. So the connection that she had with Simon Fuller, because he signed her to his management label like way back in the 80s. So that finally came into play. She wrote Bumper to Bumper. The Spice Girls recorded it as the B-side to Wannabe. And, you know, as I said, Wannabe became the Spice Girls' biggest hit and their signature song. To me, Bumper to Bumper always reminded me of the Grace Jones 1981 single, Pull Up to the Bumper, which is allegedly about anal sex, although Jones has said that the meaning of the lyrics were not necessarily meant to be interpreted as a metaphor for anal sex, but that's a whole aside. Bumper to Bumper, great song. Spice Girls fans know this song. It wasn't on the album, but it was the B-side on the single, and the single sold millions and millions and millions of copies all around the world. So Spice Girls fans know this song, and it's very telling that Kathy Dennis wrote one of the most successful songs. So at this point, she had written a song for Dannii Minogue, and she had written a song for the Spice Girls. Then we get to track 18, Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue. Released in 2001, the lead single from Kylie's album Fever, which was released in September of 2001, the song peaked at number one on the singles chart in 40 countries, including every European country except for Finland. It also topped the Australian singles chart and was certified triple platinum by the Australian Recording Industry Association. In the United States, Can't Get You Out of My Head peaked at number seven on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and was Minogue's breakthrough U.S. commercial success. It was her biggest hit in the U.S. since she released The Locomotion, I want to say back in 1989. So since 1989, Kylie Minogue had had a huge career in the rest of the world, crickets here in the United States, until 2001 when she released Can't Get You Out of My Head, which was written by Kathy Dennis. Prior to pitching the song to Kylie Minogue, Kathy Dennis unsuccessfully offered it to S Club 7 and to Sophie Ellis-Bextor. So S Club 7, the pop group, and Sophie Ellis-Bextor, the pop star, she offered Can't Get You Out of My Head to them first, and they both passed on it. Kylie heard it, loved it, decided to record it. It's reported that Minogue wanted to record the song after hearing 20 seconds of the demo. Kathy Dennis later was quoted as saying, quote, even though Kylie wasn't the first artist to be offered the song, I don't believe anyone else in the world would have done the song, would have done the incredible job she did with it, end quote, which she's 100% right. And it is so interesting that both S Club 7 and Sophie Ellis-Bextor said no to this Kathy Dennis song, because later on they would say yes, 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 and she would write them songs that would be hits for them. So, and I'll get to those in a minute. So Can't Get You Out of My Head, one of the biggest songs, Kylie's huge commercial breakthrough in the US, written by Kathy Dennis. Track 19, Come Into My World, another Kylie Minogue song, also released in 2001 on Kylie's album Fever. Come Into My World was released as the fourth and final single in the UK and the third North American single released from Fever on November 11th, 2002. The accompanying music video for Come Into My World, directed by Michel Gondry, features duplicated Kylie's walking in Paris with a lot of local townspeople. The song was later honored with a Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording during the 2004 ceremony, becoming Minogue's first and, to date, her only Grammy. So the only Grammy that Kylie Minogue ever has gotten so far was for a song that was written for her by Kathy Dennis. So Kathy Dennis wrote Can't Get You Out of My Head, Kylie, one of Kylie's biggest hits, and Come Into My World, which got Kylie her first Grammy. Track 20 is Sensitized, which is another Kylie Minogue song, but this time it's from Kylie's 2007 album, X. The song is notable for sampling Bonnie and Clyde by Serge Gainsbourg and Brigitte Bardot, and a sample from Requiem pour un Con by Gainsbourg. Again, I just list this song because Kathy Dennis wrote it, but Kylie Minogue recorded it and released it on her album, X. Which takes us to track 21, Toxic by Britney Spears. Toxic was the second single from Britney's 2003 album, In the Zone, written by Kathy Dennis and produced by Bloodshy and Avant. Now, Kathy and Bloodshy and Avant, their collaboration here will come into play later on. So I keep saying that, but like along Kathy's career, she does things or makes connections which come into play later on in her career, and her career gets bigger and bigger and more successful. Like she has just been on a upward trajectory ever since she came out, which is fucking fantastic. Toxic was initially offered to Kylie Minogue for her 9th studio album, Body Language, but Kylie turned it down. You think Kylie would have learned from the mistake that S Club 7 and Sophie Ellis Bextor did? Never turned down a Kathy Dennis song. That's like my opinion. If Kathy Dennis offers to write you a song, you should record it because it's going to be a hit, guaranteed. But whatever. After trying to choose between I Got That Boom Boom and Outrageous to be the second single, Spears selected Toxic instead. Toxic won the Best Dance Recording at the 47th Annual Grammy Awards, marking the first Grammy win of Spears' career. Again, Kathy Dennis wrote a Grammy Award-winning song for another artist, this time for Britney Spears. The song attained worldwide success, reaching the top 5 in 15 countries while topping the charts in Australia, Canada, Hungary, Ireland, Norway, and the United Kingdom. In the United States, it became her 4th top 10 single, peaking at number 9. The accompanying music video for Toxic was directed by Joseph Kahn and features references to Blade Runner, The 7-Year Itch, and John Woo films. It features Spears as a secret agent in search of a vial of green liquid. After she steals it, she enters an apartment and poisons her boyfriend. The video also includes interspersed scenes of Spears naked with diamonds on her body. But after Janet Jackson's Super Bowl incident, where Justin Timberlake ripped off her top and, you know, Janet got all the blame for that bullshit. Ugh, don't get me started. I'm not going to go on a tangent about that. I fucking hate Justin Timberlake. But after that incident, Britney's video for Toxic was considered too racy for MTV and it was moved to late night programming. So again, we have an iconic song. Everybody knows Toxic by Britney Spears, one of her biggest hits because the song is great, because the video is great. It won her a Grammy, all because it was written by Kathy Dennis. And I managed to find the demo version of Toxic, which Kathy recorded. So I'm going to play for you a small clip of the demo version of Toxic with vocals by Kathy Dennis. Have a listen.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
As you can hear, Kathy's demo for Toxic sounds very much like the version recorded by Britney, so they didn't do a lot to change it. Clearly, it was a really, really fantastic song that Kylie decided to pass on, but Britney wisely didn't, and it was a huge hit for Britney. What can I say? I mean, like, Kathy Dennis is such a fantastic songwriter that she just kept writing all these massive hits for artists, and there are still more to come, and I'll get to those in just a moment. So track 22 is Showdown by Britney Spears. This song also featured on In the Zone, was also penned by Kathy Dennis, produced by Bloodshy and Avant, and Showdown is one of my favorite album tracks, although the part where it goes, wah, irked me so much. Like, I don't know. Like, I love Showdown, and that you know, wah part, like, bugged me. It doesn't bug me anymore, but, you know, making this playlist and re-listening to it in context, I was like, oh, yeah, I used to hate that part. But, yeah, Showdown, one of the great album tracks, wasn't a single, but one of the great album tracks from In the Zone, was written by Kathy Dennis. I mean, hello. Again, if Kathy Dennis offers to write you a song, you record it, because it's going to be a hit, or it's going to be a memorable song. It's going to be something that you're going to want in your catalog. Okay, so now we're moving on to the next group of songs on the playlist. And these songs are songs that Kathy Dennis wrote for other big artists. Her association with Simon Fuller got bigger. And let's just talk about it. So Kathy Dennis would write other songs for artists like Celine Dion, Delta Goodrum, and Hearsay. She also wrote the fast-selling debut single in UK history for recording artist Will Young, who was the first winner of the British music competition reality show Pop Idol. She also wrote runner-up Gareth Gates' single as well. She also wrote the theme song to American Idol. So American Idol is the American version of Pop Idol. And she also wrote songs for Kelly Clarkson, who was the first American Idol winner, and Clay Aiken. Clarkson's single, Before Your Love, which was a double A-side with A Moment Like This, was Kathy Dennis's first U.S. number one song that she wrote. So because of Kathy Dennis's association with Simon Fuller, she wrote Bumper to Bumper for the Spice Girls, who he managed, and then she wrote songs for Pop Idols and American Idols, and she wrote the theme song for American Idol. So that song that you hear at the beginning of American Idol, Kathy Dennis wrote it. Before Your Love, the double A side with A Moment Like This by Kelly Clarkson, Kathy Dennis wrote it. And the fastest selling UK number one hit single by Will Young, Kathy Dennis wrote it. She literally can do no wrong. Kathy Dennis also wrote several songs for former S Club 7 member Rachel Stevens, including Sweet Dreams of My LAX. Track 23 is Never Had a Dream Come True by S Club 7. You may not know S Club 7 if I mention it to you. I mean, maybe you do. But when you hear this song in the playlist, you'll recognize it because it was a big hit, not just here in the US, but it was a big hit around the world. Never Had a Dream Come True. Never Had a Dream Come True was written by Kathy Dennis for S Club 7, released as a single in the United Kingdom on November 27th, 2000. It was chosen to be the official 2000 BBC Children in Need song. The single peaked atop the UK singles chart, becoming Britain's ninth best-selling single of 2000. Outside of the UK, it peaked within the top 10 on the charts of Ireland, Sweden, and the United States, where it reached number 10 and became the group's only single to appear on the Billboard Hot 100. So as you recall, S Club 7 had previously turned down a song by Kathy Dennis, but they did not make that mistake again, and they recorded Never Had a Dream Come True, which was their biggest hit here in the United States. So that is track 23 on this playlist. Track 24 is Catch You by Sophie Ellis-Bextor. This song was written by Kathy Dennis for Sophie Ellis-Bextor's third album, Trip the Light Fantastic, which was released in 2007. It was released as the album's first single on February 19th, 2007. And I have been a Sophie Ellis-Bextor fan ever since her debut album. My ex, Tony, got me into her. We loved Murder on the Dance Floor, such a great song. Ever since that song came out, Sophie Ellis-Bextor was one of my favorites. You know, back when it was difficult to find import records, I would always go looking for them. Like Tony and I used to love, we loved British pop stars. That was like our thing, Kylie and Sophie Ellis Bextor. So again, as you recall, Sophie Ellis Bextor previously turned down a Kathy Dennis song, but she did not make that same mistake again. And the first single from her third album, Catch You, was written by Kathy Dennis. Just a quick aside about Sophie Ellis Bextor. She had a pretty great year last year in 2020, because the whole world was in quarantine and locked up. She started performing concerts in her kitchen that she would stream on Instagram. I think she called it Kitchen Disco or something like that. And those videos and those performances were so popular and so successful that she released an album of the songs that she performed in her kitchen in late 2020. So she was able to turn like her being quarantined at home with her family into a little bit of music success, which I think is fantastic. But that's another story. Sophie Ellis Bextor will be probably talked about in another episode. But what's more important is that Catch You, track 24, written by Kathy Dennis. Track 25 is I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry, the lead single by American singer Katy Perry for her second studio album, One of the Boys, released in 2008. I Kissed a Girl was released on April 28th, 2008, by Capitol Records. Katy Perry co-wrote the song with Max Martin, Kathy Dennis, and producer Dr. Luke. The song topped the US Billboard chart for 7 consecutive weeks, becoming the 1,000th number one song of the rock era. The single has sold 4.8 million digital copies in the US alone. I Kissed a Girl is one of the 8 songs by Perry to sell over 4 million digital copies in the US. It was a huge hit throughout the Anglosphere. It also topped the charts in Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, the Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Germany, Hungary, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Scotland, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. The song has been certified multi-platinum in Australia, Canada, Denmark, and the US. The song is recognized as the 10th best-selling single in the 21st century. I Kissed a Girl was performed and was a nominee at the 51st Grammy Awards. It was up for Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. Kathy provides the background vocals, and singer Macy Gray claims that the song was offered to her before Katy released it. Miley Cyrus claims that she is the inspiration for the song, which is interesting. I personally am not a big Katy Perry fan, so I gotta say that right off the bat. And I've always had problems with some of the lyrical content of this song in particular, but I blame that on Katy Perry, not on Kathy Dennis. I don't know for sure, but if I had to guess, Kathy Dennis probably wrote the bones of the demo and then brought it. And then they were like, oh, you know, Katy, why don't you add some things to it? And then now you're a co-writer. It happens all the time. Beyonce's famous for doing that. So it was co-written by Katy Perry, but it's a Kathy Dennis song. And again, one of the most successful songs in the pop world in contemporary times, written by Kathy Dennis. I mean, I could just keep going on and on and on about all these massive, massive songs that Kathy Dennis wrote for other artists. But I think it's time that we get back to songs that feature Kathy Dennis as the singer. So now we're at the point in Kathy Dennis's career where she has, you know, written very successful songs for other artists, but it sounds like she kind of wanted to get back into the performance sphere. So, according to news reports, Kathy was working on a new album under the name Sex Cassettes, which she planned to release in 2008. But for whatever reason, that album never came out, or she decided to scrap it or something. She's collaborated with Mark Ronson on his album The Business. As of 2021, 15, Kathy Dennis became a vocal affiliate with the group Galantis. Now, Galantis is made up of the Swedish electronic dance music production, songwriting, and DJ duo consisting of Christian Carlson and Linus Eklau. Carlson is also known as Bloodshy as part of his other musical group, Bloodshy and Avant, and he's also in the trio Mike Snow. Eklau is known as Style of I. So Christian Carlson and Linus Eklau are a group called Galantis, and they started working with Kathy Dennis. First, Kathy performed uncredited vocals on their debut EP, Galantis, which is released in 2014, on the song Friend, Hard Times. And then she provided vocals on their debut album, Pharmacy, on the tracks Runaway, You and I, Louder, Harder, Better, and Firebird. She later co-wrote their song Love on Me from their second album, The Aviary, and sang on five songs from their 2019 album, Church. The songs Steal, Fuck Tomorrow Now, Unless It Hurts, Stella, and Holy Water, which was released as a single in 2020. So at this point, Kathy teams up with the guy from Bloodshy and Avant. They worked successfully with those Britney Spears songs, and she decided to work with them in their project, Galantis, providing vocals and co-writing some of their songs. And those are the rest of the songs on this playlist. So track 26 is Friend, Hard Times by Galantis from their 2014 EP, Galantis. Kathy provides the vocals and she co-wrote this song. She also co-wrote the song Help on the EP, but she doesn't sing on it. So that's why I didn't include it on this playlist. Track 27 is Runaway, You and I by Galantis from the Galantis debut album, Pharmacy. Released on June 8th, 2015, Kathy provides the vocals and co-wrote the song. Track 28 is Louder, Harder, Better by Galantis. Kathy provides the vocals and co-wrote the song. Track 29 is Firebird by Galantis. Kathy provides the vocals, but she did not co-write this song. She did co-write a song called Gold Dust from the album, but she didn't sing on the track. So I included Firebird as track 29 on this playlist because she sings on it, even though she didn't co-write it. But she also co-wrote a song called Gold Dust, which she doesn't sing on. So that's why I didn't include that song on this playlist. You with me? I know it's a little confusing because Kathy Dennis is so multifaceted and fucking talented. Track 30 is Love on Me by Galantis, a song by Galantis and Australian DJ Hook and Sling, featuring uncredited vocals by singer-songwriters Laura White and Kathy Dennis. So Kathy sings on this song as well. It was released on September 30th, 2016. Track 31 is Steal by Galantis from Galantis' third studio album, Church, which was released on February 7th, 2020. Kathy provides the vocals and co-wrote the song. And then the rest of the songs are also from this Galantis album, Church. Track 32, Fuck Tomorrow Now, by Galantis. Kathy provides the vocals and co-wrote the song. Track 33, Unless It Hurts by Galantis. Kathy provides the vocals, co-wrote the song. Track 34, Stella, another Galantis song. Kathy provides the vocals and co-wrote the song. And the final track on this really fantastic playlist, track 35, Holy Water by Galantis. Incorporates uncredited vocals by singer, songwriter, and record producer Kathy Dennis. Originally released on September 27th, 2019, but also included on the Church album, which was released in 2020. And incidentally, this album, Church, also features a song that Galantis collaborated with Dolly Parton, which is crazy. The song is titled Faith and is a remix of the John Hyatt's 1987 song Have a Little Faith in Me. So Galantis has collaborated with other artists, not just Kathy Dennis, but it seems like predominantly they go to Kathy when they want female vocals. She co-writes the songs with them. I would go so far as to say she's like the unofficial third member of Galantis, but that's not for me to say. But considering how many songs she's collaborated with them and sings on, whether uncredited or not, says a lot about how much a part of the group she kind of is. So there you have it. 35 songs that are featuring Kathy Dennis, written by Kathy Dennis, or performed by Kathy Dennis. Yeah, it's a lot to take in, especially if you're not really familiar with her body of work or who she is as an artist, which is why I was like, man, I'm really going to drop some knowledge on Kathy Dennis to a whole lot of people. So you can see why I was so excited, because the more I put it all together, it was just so much great information, such great songs, and her career just kept going up and up and up and up and up, up until 2020. Kathy Dennis is still releasing new music, which is so exciting, because I'm hopeful, whether she does that whole Sex Cassettes project or not, you know, for the first time, I'm hopeful that Kathy Dennis will do another solo album. But I'm confident, even if she doesn't, she will continue to collaborate with Galantis. She will probably continue to write songs for other artists. So who knows, maybe Dua Lipa or Doja Cat or someone like that will wisen up and record a Kathy Dennis song and have another hit to their arsenal. So there you have it. Here is my minor education on the far too underrated queen of pop music, Kathy Dennis. It's my understanding that Kathy is nominally active on Instagram. There is an account called @KathyDennisOfficial. I'm not sure if it's her because it's not verified, but it looks like it's her. Like, I went through it and it, you know, the photos look like they're from her and the captions look like they're from her. So I'm not sure if it's her or not, but I do follow @KathyDennisOfficial on Instagram, and you can too if you want to keep up with what's going on with her. Even if it's a fan site, they're going to talk about what she's doing. There's a Twitter fan account for Kathy Dennis where I found this crazy adorable video of Ryan Gosling as a kid dancing with some girls, like in a dance troupe on a stage, like at a dance recital, to Kathy Dennis's Touch Me All Night Long way back in the early 90s. It is fucking adorable. I'm definitely putting it on the Instagram. I'll definitely put it on the Spooky Electric Instagram and the Spooky Electric Twitter, because I want you to see it. Little Ryan Gosling in his little outfit with these girls behind him dancing to Kathy Dennis back in the early 90s. Like, that kid and I were the same musical soul brothers. I can totally tell it. I can totally tell. You know, he would go on to be in the Mickey Mouse Club and all of that. So, you know, obviously I'm not as talented as Ryan Gosling and certainly not as hot, as good looking as he is. But the fact that he and I were both Kathy Dennis stands in the early 90s just makes my heart so happy. So there you have it. Hopefully, if you're a Kathy Dennis fan, I did you proud. If you're not a Kathy Dennis fan, hopefully I made you one, or hopefully I at least made you interested in getting to learn more about her. Please check out this playlist to hear all of these fantastic songs. I think you're going to fall in love with Kathy Dennis. And already you love Kathy Dennis because I know you love Can't Get You Out of My Head. You love Toxic. You love I Kissed a Girl. And these are all songs written by Kathy Dennis. So Spotify has done a really great thing where now I can add podcast episodes to playlists. So all of the playlists for Spooky Electric now also include the podcast episode itself. So the link to this Spotify playlist for Kathy Dennis includes these 35 songs and this full podcast episode all in one place. So I love Apple Podcasts. If you listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or wherever, fine. But Spotify is really doing a lot to push podcast promotion. And because I already make the playlist on Spotify, I love that I'm able to include the episodes in the playlist. So even if you go back to older episodes, older playlists, the corresponding episodes are included in those playlists all in the same spot, which I totally love. So there you have it. My love of Kathy Dennis laid bare. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy these songs. So yeah, if you like it, subscribe, post comments, reshare, whatever you want to do. Because I have a whole bunch of really, really great topics on the way. So that's all I have for you. I hope you had a great week. By the time I publish my next podcast episode, we're going to have President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris inaugurated as our new leaders of the United States. So I'm very excited about that. So with that, I will say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Hope you had a great week, and I will catch you next time. Bye. Each episode of Spooky Electric has a playlist that I have created for each individual episode. The playlist can be found on my Spotify account, Trent Venegas, in the playlist folder titled Spooky Electric. The playlist track listings are listed on the Spooky Electric Instagram at Spooky Electric, where the O's are zeros. S-P-0-0-K-Y-E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C.